Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Every morning before dawn, a newspaper or two lands on my driveway with a thump. While usually still asleep when this happens, on occasion I catch a glimpse of my newspaper carrier, Grace Marroquin, as she motors by. There are presently about 1,000 newspaper carriers left in the U.S., Grace being one. While Grace and I exchange holiday cards every year, we've never met. As a journalist and longtime print subscriber, I understand how much reliable carriers like Grace sustain the newspaper industry. It didn't seem right we weren't better acquainted. I reached out to Grace over email about a meetup, explaining I wanted to know more about her work life. "No one's ever asked me that," she wrote back. We met over Zoom a few days later and spoke for an hour. A married mother of six, Grace started delivering newspapers in the Napa Valley 22 years ago. Contracted by a distributor, she worked 7 days a week, from 10 p.m. until 5:30 a.m., folding, stuffing, and delivering papers for some 600 customers. She's never once called in sick and rarely takes time off for vacation. "It's not easy finding someone to fill in on the fly," Grace said. "Plus, she doesn't want to leave her customers in the lurch." Grace clearly cares about her customers, most of whom she can list by name and address. During off hours, she often fields calls and emails from older customers uncomfortable with online subscriber services. Alone with the radio for company, she puts in 100 miles nightly. For how much longer, Grace can't say. She's 48 now, gas is expensive, and her hips and throwing arm are giving her trouble. Given declining print subscriptions, she wonders if the industry might quit before she does. Grace hopes not, as do I. I don't want my news delivered by an algorithm. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.